All right, Chase, so now we're in the minority. We're, you know, we're the only ones
so
who...
So many ways, the only ones you believe are paying attention to
yeah.
the issues?
Yeah, that's right. No, no.
Finger on the pulse of everything?
Nah, we got two people. I was going to say we got two people who've been to... I mean, I've been to England, but it's just been at the airport.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Yeah.
I'll count it for you, Scott.
That'd be like me saying I've been because I've flown over it.
Yeah, see, exactly. But, I mean, so Ben's in here, so...
Mm-hmm. Well, I learned the language and everything.
Yeah. And so Kat, you know, she spent time there.
I did not go by Kat's school.
You did not?
No. I have spent time there. I have frolicked with the druids at Stonehenge. And
what?
I have, I was there for a summer solstice,
baby. He was there
He was asked to leave.
All night long.
Yeah, they did. They asked you to leave, right?
I wouldn't want to be there during summer solstice.
You never had the chance to go to Woodstock, did you? And so I'm just saying, Lily and I missed it, so we decided what's the next best thing that won't get us arrested?
Oh,
and
no.
We decided it was the summer solstice.
Yeah.
But the other thing is I spent a whole day at Westminster Abbey one time.
The Tower of Big Ben?
No, we never got over there. But I mean, we walked in and we just ended up staying.
Who was the coolest grave you saw?
Oh, you know, the two queens were pretty exciting, Mary and Elizabeth I.
Yeah.
And that was cool just because of the irony of the whole thing. And James was great. I liked that. And I almost got thrown out by taking a picture of anything, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, which actually, Jane Austen's marker. That's not actually her grave there, but she has a marker in Poets Corner.
So while you were there, I mean, did you go see Richard III's grave?
Huh?
Did you go see Richard III's grave?
Don't know. Where might that be?
Well, in England. He was the king.
Yeah,
you know,
No, no, I know that. Kingdom for a horse and all that kind of stuff.
Well, actually...
His defeat started the Tudor dynasty.
That's right.
I know this stuff.
He's the last of the York, or House of York, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
anyway.
One of those colored roses,
that's
anyway.
It. Well, British
Which
researchers...
Which rose was it? Was it white rose or red rose?
I believe it was Axl Rose.
Thank you.
I'm pretty sure York is white and Lancashire's red. I could have them mixed up.
I think it was Tyler
sure.
Rose, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was Earl Campbell.
That was it. As the guy said who was standing in there in the Doherty's funeral chapel, do all the Americans know this much about British history?
No.
Not
at all.
No.
Most of them don't even know where it is.
Only the ones that
don't know that much
channel.
About American history.
Yeah. And I didn't know anything about it until the airplane flew over here.
So there you go, and that's why they have a long flight, so you can learn stuff. No, British researchers now believe that the grave of King Richard III...
Is haunted?
No, it's actually under a parking lot.
Oh, that's a shame.
Dang!
Yeah. Is it a cool store?
No, it just said a parking lot.
So. Oh. Speaking of language and learning language, Kat, do you realize that Joe Ramirez has never actually had his name said properly on this radio station since time began?
Except
and
today.
And congratulations on that.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
Being
the
Aggie commandant that he is.
Anglicized, maybe it's an okay anglicized pronunciation.
Well, okay, yes, we do tend to anglicize. Speak Spanish to us. Let's listen to you. See how good you are.
That doesn't sound like Spanish.
That's like giggle.
Yeah, you can do it. Okay, just tell us where you used to live.
Yeah. Yo viví en Chile.
Yes.
En Antofagasta, Chile.
Uh-huh.
Es una ciudad bellísima.
Mm-hmm. She knows all this stuff.
A pretty city?
Cerca al desierto. San Pedro de la Atacama.
And I can't even speak English that well. And so I'm just glad when I heard you doing Commandant Ramirez, I said, good for you. Good for you.
So there you are.
But stop that, okay? All right. So
yesterday she did Baton Rouge.
Baton,
if you heard that.
Baton Rouge.
Well, I have friends who live in Baton Rouge.
Well, that's okay, but you know, those coonies don't know that's the way you're supposed to say it.
No, they have no clue.
They got no clue about much of anything. Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
I tried calling earlier about the pronunciation. That's perfect.
Yeah. So
y'all don't need me anymore.
No, it's okay. Y'all could just actually you could chat with Kat right now and
it's a cat chat.
Yeah,
oh, it's
gonna
make
Spanish
me nervous.
And, no,
hola Kat, bienvenida.
Ah, gracias. Mucho gusto. ¿Cómo te llamas?
Me llamo Jaime y soy uno de los audientes.
Oh, mucho gusto conocerle, Jaime.
Sí, igualmente. Algún día te veo en persona.
Me gustaría eso bastante.
Are we we're listening to KTAM
right now? We're listening to 40.
No. Yeah. That's just it. Our audience now just thinks we had a format change.
All right, Jaime, thanks, buddy. See you later.
Jaime has always been our Spanish corrector for many, many years, and now we have Kat, who's brought a lot to the table, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, just to be fair, I mean, maybe I pronounce Ramirez correctly, but I mispronounce Commandant, so.
Yeah, well, but you learned. It's okay. And yeah, it's interesting, you know, back in the days.
Now it just sounds like you're overcompensating for it. Commandant.
Yeah. Back in the days when we did our own weather and before we went high tone, we got tired of talking about temperatures being in the mid to upper 90s and lows in the mid 70s with no chance of rain. And so we decided to get it done in foreign languages, and Jaime was our designated speaker of Spanish at that time.
Oh, that's cool.
The forecast never changes in the summer, as you know.
Yeah, and so we had nothing else to do.
So. Did we get Yiddish or Hebrew?
We got Polish.
Polish.
Yeah, we got Polish, and we may have gotten Yiddish. I'm not sure.
It's going to be hot again. Yeah. What a surprise. Hey. It's wonderful.
Right. And there you are.
And so let's see.
Let's move on to the reason you're
The reason I'm actually in here.
God, he came in and hijacked my show.
Yeah. And I apologize.
Once again, I'll take things that never happened for $1,000, Alex.
Yeah. The Borts Off.
Yeah,
Borts Off.
Right.
Farewell Tour 2012.
Be a week from tomorrow.
A week from tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it goes from 6 until 7:30 at an undisclosed location.
It'd be
stuff. It's got to be secret. We must keep it secret so that we don't get the riffraff just showing up.
That's
keep
right.
it secret. Keep it safe.
But if, on the other hand, as we know, loose lips sink ships. Anyway, it's the...
said it just that way.
If... you would like to attend the farewell Borts reception of all time.
Yeah.
Send us an email to Borts.
B-O-O-R-T-Z.
At W-T-A-W. Yeah. Spelled exactly the way it sounded.
That's right.
W-T-A-W.com. And if you're in the first 60 folks who send us a request for 2 tickets, we will make arrangements for you to get your tickets. And then when you get your tickets, we will give you the top secret non-public location.
Okay, now
of the soiree.
We're saying 60 requests at 2 tickets per request.
Is room holds 100 people. I figure 20% won't show up.
Yep.
And then we got you and me. We're going to bring the whole family.
Yeah, that's right.
And Kat maybe show up. I don't know. She's,
hard to know.
I'll have to be doing the other news, I'm pretty sure.
No, not if it's 6 to 7:30 in the evening.
Oh.
Or 7, what time?
Yeah. 6 till 7:30.
Yeah, 6 to 7:30.
Wow.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, it's okay.
And surely you'll be done by then, Kat, right?
At least you will, but you don't have to call her Shirley.
Did you know Kat's replacement was hired yesterday?
No!
Yes,
is that right?
We hired Kat's replacement for her other job yesterday. And she is a highly qualified member of the Navasota community and also is a professionally trained clown.
And I was her apprentice for one summer. And she is a legit clown, let me tell you.
You can really,
I hate illegitimate clowns. You can't stand them.
You can do clowning stuff. You can do balloons and things.
I would do balloons and face painting.
Are you writing a screenplay called The Clown's Apprentice?
No, I'm writing a science fiction novel.
Oh, are you?
Death of a Clown?
We're living a science fiction novel, I'll just tell you.
All right.
So, anyway, Borts at WTAW.com, and if you're among the lucky first few people who get your tickets requested and saved, then we'll make arrangements for your tickets to arrive. What should we do? We can't mail them, can we? We mailed tickets last year, but that doesn't really work anymore now that our mail has to be sent to Tierra del Fuego.
Put a barcode on them and just have a scanner.
Or you could number them and email them.
But they have to figure this out now.
Okay, but we we have to physically possess the ticket. You want to barcode the people? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
In the back of their neck.
That will end well.
Yeah. Well, be sure and tell your congregation about that on Sunday.
Yeah. Disregard that last thing.
While we're at it, we can stamp made by Mattel 1989 on some part of their body.
Well, what you do is you just notify them that they have won and that they need to come get their tickets. And
we force them to come pick them up at the rodeo station here?
I would think so.
That's the most guaranteed way to make it happen. That way you don't depend on, as you said, mail that has to go to Tierra del Fuego.
Yeah.
So that would make sense in a strangely making our audience work for it way, because because after all, we are food and drink.
Yeah.
And they do get to meet Bortz. Yeah. And if I can actually find some of his books,
yeah,
we'll have books for people to sign.
Good luck with that.
I can help you out with that.
You can?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, cool, because I'm reduced to eBay and rent and small renditions.
I've got about four or five. I want to say I've got about five in my office.
I would think that coming to the station to pick up your ticket is part of your prize.
Yeah, sure.
Who doesn't want to come here?
Yeah.
Hire this woman.
The enthusiasm of young people, new young people, it just excites me.
Now wait a second. Mm-hmm. Having been in radio for a long time, I can say, and Ben, you know this, and Scott, I know you know this too. You come to this radio station, and there is something impressive about this place.
Yeah, when you walk in, it smells like rubber shoes.
Most radio stations, when you go to their particular location, I know, you walk in and you
just
think,
let it go.
Yeah. Wow. So,
tennis shoes, that's more what I meant
going,
to say.
This is a radio station.
It's a radio station, huh?
This is a business.
And that's what you look like, huh?
We've always wondered, though, about that, because the studio section is kind of far away from the mm-hmm. public section, and, you know, people can... if somebody wanted to walk around and look around, we don't mind, we'll take you around, but... I've often wondered about that, because I thought about turning the blackjack area here into the reception area.
Well, and if it's between 10 and 2, they're going to linger at the candy studio for probably too long. So.
See, I always thought Scott was, you know, 6'2". I thought Ben had a mustache. I thought Chase had shoulder length hair.
Hold on.
And a mullet.
Only in my dreams.
Yeah, one out of three. But a mustache? Why?
Your voice just sounds like someone who would be mustachioed.
Now, would it be a pencil thin mustache?
Or it'd be
the creepy 70s mustache.
No, it would not. It would be a mustache. Man. A mustache kind of like a Swedish.
Did you have the white
wood
hair?
Chopper.
Did you have the
Swedish wood chopper?
Did you have the white hair?
She's got you as the brawny man.
yeah, that's more like it. That's like the right kind of mustache.
You just need a flannel shirt.
Yeah. Thank you, Catherine.
It's like Tom Selleck we could have, you know, before he had to do his mustache toupee. Yeah.
I had so many people who said, you just don't sound like you've got white hair. Well, that's because I'm old.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
All right, people, we've got a bleeder. Hold this.
What?
Just hold this.
Look, I just fixed a copy machine.
It's no different than a paper jam.
You need a nurse or something.
Give me your hand, copy girl. Okay, squeeze.
Really?
It's not easy finding qualified employees.
Having trouble finding qualified local employees? For medical staffing, log on to AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Put down the toner. There's a patient that has a broken femur that needs an x-ray.
Where?
Just follow the screen.
Is he bloody?
Use as many words as you like for one low price. We're AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
It's 8:48. I don't know. Maybe this is the day of weird weird English news. Is that what it is?
I don't know. You tell us.
I'm
Scott.
About to. Commuters in the London Underground have been warned to watch out for dangerous mouse attacks. Passengers are even being asked to tuck their pants into their socks to avoid being bit.
Wait, what kind of creature was it?
It's mouses. Mices.
Mises?
Mises.
Wait, this is where?
In England. In London.
I'll tell you a secret. You want to know a secret about the underground?
Okay.
When you walk up to it, the train
tunnel. It smells like tennis shoes.
Yeah.
No, it smells like chalk. It smells like first grade in there.
Really?
Yeah.
It smells like tennis shoes in here?
It does.
My first grade didn't smell like chalk.
But at least it smells like... Yeah. Okay, it does... The front desk, uh-huh. when you walk in, yeah. don't tell me it doesn't smell like tennis shoes, because at least at 4 in the morning it does.
Okay. Well, I don't come in that way. I go around the other side.
Well, it smells like tennis shoes.
Okay. Scott goes in at the loading dock.
Yeah. However, there seems to be a question as to who posted the said information about all that anyway. We're not aware of any problems with mice, according to a spokesperson. It's possible the whole thing was a prank.
Well, got that going on.
Stuff
for you.
Happens.
Yep. Oh, here we go, just in time for high school football season, which is kicking off here in, I guess probably kicked off last night, actually, or tonight.
Probably tonight. Yeah,
tonight. This is the halftime show. Last weekend, as Oak Ridge played Vista in the Sacramento area, There's video out there someplace on YouTube from a fan in the stands capturing the halftime routine by the competitive cheerleaders at midfield.
Uh-oh.
Then the naked guy runs past.
Uh-oh.
Much to the delight of the crowd. He came out of nowhere, absolutely dashed right past the cheerleaders, who gamely continued their routine, kept right on running full speed, and disappeared into the far end zone. So there you are. That's something for you to look forward to.
I wouldn't look forward to that.
I understand. Well, I mean,
so Kat, with you going full time and me leaving and all that good stuff, which high school are you going to do play by play for?
I'm going to do color.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Good. Just curious.
She is a Cleveland Indians fan.
I am. I'm sorry. I made so much fun of Cleveland earlier. Anyone's from Cleveland, Cleveland Indians sucks. Are my favorite.
Cleveland, Ohio, not Cleveland, Texas. Yeah.
Although they are both the Indians.
Yep. World's most expensive paper bag. That'll set you back $290. Designer Jill Sanders' Vasari bag features a long rectangular silhouette crafted from coated paper, her website says. It also is accented with gold-colored eyelets, brown stitching, and the words Jill Sanders on the bottom. Just as a fashion note, you could probably go to the dollar store and get 40 packs for about a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to go ahead and do that, in case you don't want to be doing the other thing. All right, here goes. Perfect gift for somebody who's got everything Elvis Presley's underpants.
No.
Oh, my. Now, wait. We need to clarify something.
Okay.
Are we talking 1950s Elvis, or are we talking mid-1970s
Elvis?
Yeah,
what size are they?
Good point. Yes, could be a lot more material. A pair of the King's Tidy Whiteys will hit the auction block on September the 8th.
So really, he was a briefs man, huh?
I don't know. That's what it says here.
They didn't invent boxers till later, did they?
Oh, no. No.
Pretty sure they've been around for a while.
Yeah, boxers have been around for quite a while. Which came first? I think probably boxers came first, in fact.
Or boxer briefs. It's like the kind of strange hybrid.
That would be something different, but I believe boxers probably were here before briefs.
That's probably true. Probably because they're more like...
If only there were a way.
History of men's underwear.
Oh my goodness. Because
I want this on my search history.
Hey, you're leaving after tomorrow. You won't care.
Vintage Skivvies. Here we go. That's the website. It's vintageskivvies.com.
BVDs. Don't forget those.
The 20th century.
Yeah.
Because the first chapter is ancient beginnings, and then we get into the 20th century.
Of course.
All right.
You read that up. I'll finish up. A pair of the King's Tidy Whiteys will be on auction September the 8th, along with some of his personal home movies and his family Bible. Omega Auctions claims the knickers were actually worn on stage in 1977 underneath one of his jumpsuits.
They're still sweaty.
Of course, not over one of his jumpsuits. Here's the best part, though. And been washed since then.
Sick. How would someone even like, did they save it in a plastic bag or something?
Opening bid's $11,000 if you want.
That's kind of creepy.
It is creepy. All right. Okay, what do you got?
Let's see. I'm just trying to figure out the ones that were mass produced first.
Right.
Well, I think they just started mass producing clothing. Like, they made the ready to wear clothes was kind of it was at the end of the Victorian period. I would say it was in the early 1900s or late 1800s, because that's when the Industrial Revolution was, kicking off, and they had the
machines to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, what'd you find?
Basically, the earliest form, and we're talking just a little more than 100 years ago. I mean, for the businessman, looks like a combination, because I've got a sketch here from the Saturday Evening Post in 1911.
See, the beginning of the when I said 19th century, I meant 20th century. My bad. Sorry about that.
He's wearing what now would be considered almost long enough to be NBA basketball shorts, along with a sleeveless shirt as an undergarment.
And they're loose.
Yes.
Okay. So it's basically something people wear walking down the street.
But it's not a wife beater.
No. It's not a wife beater. The shoulders are too wide.
I was thinking the same thing, Scott.
Yeah. As one. So there. Okay. Got that. All right, so we got that taken care of for you. 146 vehicles have been destroyed by the TV show Mythbusters. In case anybody wanted to know that. Laying it out there for you. Okay. About 5 minutes still. Wait. It's a phone call. Hello?
Yeah, the question would be, could they get a DNA sample from the skivvies and do it with the frog and produce the king?
Yuck. That's a clever joke, though. I like that Frog Prince reference.
Just what we need, Jurassic Elvis. Oh, God. I don't think the world's ready for that.
Found him in amber. Found him in amber.
Right.
So there you go. All right. In the
Clever
meantime,
girl.
I had another DNA. I'll find the story tomorrow. I don't really have the energy to find it today. The last 15 minutes has just pretty much worn me out. But apparently believe that now they can do some DNA testing and, in fact, know the hair color and eye color of people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we may have more about that tomorrow.
Can't we just look at them?
I think if it's a crime scene.
Oh. Can't you just look at the body?
Yeah, not exactly.
I think we're talking about, somebody's passed on.
Probably. Tomorrow night's moon will be a rare one. It'll be your last chance to catch a blue moon in nearly 3 years.
Really?
Blue moon, of course, not the color. It's that extra full moon. While the phase has changed its meaning a bit over the years, today, it used to be the second full moon in a single month. The moon will reach its full phase at 8:58 tomorrow morning, making it the second full moon of this month. The first one occurred August the 1st. Next time we'll see two full moons in a single month will be July 2015.
How appropriate, considering it was Leon Rimes' birthday, like yesterday or whenever that was.
Yeah, what's that got to do with anything?
Oh, the blue moon was her big...
Oh.
Never mind.
Well,
maybe that song's just blue. Never mind.
It's blue, not
blue. I don't know that much about Leon Rimes.
Earl Thomas Connolly did Once in a Blue Moon.
Then there was the song from the 50s or whatever.
Yeah.
50s or 60s.
Yeah, Kathy.
It's from the doo-wop era.
Yeah, right. And, Griffith. What's her first
Kathy
name?
Griffin.
No.
Kathy Mateo.
No, Griffith. I forget. Nancy Griffith.
Nancy
Griffith, Once in a Very Blue Moon. So, there you go.
Okay.
Oh, gosh, we're just grinding to a stop.
I know, we really are.
You have such high aspirations for your final week of shows, and then this.
Well, we did everything.
Talking about men's underwear. Yeah,
talking about men's underwear and country singers we can't remember the names of. Actually, it's just pretty much par for the course.
Y'all need to get Ben back in the control room.
No, we don't. No, that's the last thing that we need to do is do that. We don't need Ben back in the control room. He's been here already. All right, let's see what else we got going on. Normally, a third-string quarterback coming into preseason wouldn't draw much attention, but that's not the case. Last Friday in Florida. They started playing ball in Florida last week. How'd they get to jump on us in Texas?
I don't know.
Trying to get ahead of not a hurricane.
The reason is Aaron Demiglio got her first snap.
Not Aaron, but Aaron.
Aaron for the South Plantation High. State records indicate that 523 girls have played high school football since 1973. But it's unclear how many, if any, played quarterback. She's 5'6", 160. Doesn't think her real future is in football.
I don't either, sweetheart. You're not quite tall enough.
She's just hoping that her multi-sport athleticism will impress the basketball scouts, because really what she wants to do.
Well, then play basketball.
She will.
Because you know what? Getting crunched by a linebacker is not going to help your three-pointer.
No, probably not. 5'6".
Sure not going to help your crossover.
It's not going to help your sciatica either.
160. All right, here we go on this date in history. 1963, a hotline set up between the Soviet Union and the U.S. went into operation. Hello? Hello?
Yeah. Is this thing on?
Yeah, hello, can you hear me? Okay. And in 1984...
Hey, Khrushchev, is your refrigerator running?
1984, Space Shuttle Discovery took off on its maiden voyage. We have a minute and a half, because I figure if I kept talking, we...
I have a question.
...wouldn't get finished.
When
yes.
you sing da-da-da-da-da, are you trying to sound like Mario? Or does it just...
No. That's the Entertainment Tonight thing.
It sounds like da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah. No, now you know. That's what it is.
Okay.
And sometimes I would just do it so fast it really had no tune to it.
No, it sounds like da-da-da-da-da.
No, it's the beginning of our Entertainment Tonight thing.
Now we have 56 seconds.
I still think it's Mario.
Okay.
Speaking of Leanne Rimes, not good for her. She has checked into rehab. She says after being the other woman in a love triangle involving a married couple, now she says she can't cope with the stress, and so she's checked in.